In baseball, in the American League, the Yankees slid past Minnesota 4-3. Boston trumped Cleveland 6-4. In the National League, Pittsburgh beat Arizona 4-1. In interleague play, Baltimore beat the Mets 5-4. Philadelphia topped Toronto 7-4. New Red Sox president of baseball operations Dave Dombrowski will spend the next 6 weeks trying to figure out what's worth keeping in the front office, on the field, and in the minor leagues. He says he plans to hire a general manager to replace Ben Sherrington, who declined the offer to stay in a diminished role. The judge in the Deflategate affair is warning the NFL he has the authority to overturn the league's 4-game suspension of New England quarterback Tom Brady. Judge Richard Berman cited legal precedent for reversing arbitrators' penalties like the one the NFL imposed on Brady and is urging both sides to come to an out-of-court settlement. A person familiar with the situation says that Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy will be ready to play in the team's regular season opener after he hurt his left hamstring in practice Wednesday. The New York Jets have signed veteran quarterback Matt Flynn to provide depth to the position as Geno Smith is sidelined 6 to 10 weeks with a broken jaw. The 30-year-old Flynn, who was dealing with a hamstring issue, was released by New England last week. Meanwhile, North Carolina beat Rhode Island 4-2 last night to win the Little League Softball World Series in Portland, Oregon.